With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Governor Jay Inslee has vetoed a bill that was one of the few meaningful job creation bills that passed through the legislature. That's according to House Bill 1504 sponsor Representative Liz Pike, who told the Lars Larson Show it dealt with tweaks to the Growth Management Act to allow building along short-line railroads through ag and forest lands.
It only would have affected parcels that are on the rail line. And as you know, Lars, we have Shalachie Prairie Railroad that runs diagonally from one end of the county to the next, and it's a 33-mile line, and it has access to the main line, which is what manufacturers want. They want to be able to build a manufacturing facility and get their goods to market.
Pike says the governor's veto means a loss of 7,300 potential jobs.
The impetus behind this bill was the fact that four companies tried to locate here, and they all had two things in common. They needed at least 100 acres and access to rail. And under our current GMA restrictions, those parcels don't exist, even though the land is there and ready to go. And in the case of Clark County, we have willing sellers and willing buyers. And the nut of it is that this would have affected less than half of a percent of Clark County's ag land. But that's the reason that the governor used to veto it, is because he felt it was going to take too much ag land.
Pike says the jobs would have given much more to ag than it would have taken from ag. More on the governor's veto tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.